From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October 27th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media the medical office building at Columbia Memorial Hospital was evacuated on Thursday, October the 26th, due to a massive power outage and smoke conditions. Hudson Assistant Fire Chief Sean Hoffman said firefighters believe a contractor digging in the area struck the main power line, causing the power to shut down. The outage caused one of the breakers to overload, and smoke spread throughout the building, Hoffman said. It is unknown exactly how many people were evacuated, but firefighters did confirm that at least three people were rescued from the elevators. The main hospital was not affected. Firefighters responded to the fire alarm activation at 67 Prospect Avenue at 3:20 p.m. and cleared the scene at around 7:30 p.m. William Van Slyke, Vice President of Patient Experience and External Affairs at Columbia Memorial Health, said the building will remain closed on Friday. The blood draw service, normally housed in the medical office building, has been moved to the main building for the day, he said. The parking garage elevators in the parking garage are out of service, and those using the garage must use the hospital's valet service, which will be offered free of charge, Van Slyke said. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams writes at the WCTW-FM website, the Hudson Flag Day Parade will take place in 2018. The nonprofit Hudson Flag Day Parade Incorporated recently found itself in desperate need of volunteers and community support, putting the yearly event in jeopardy. Williams reported that at an emergency meeting held Thursday, October the 26th, and I quote, enough members of the community came and showed their support and offered to be a part of the committee for the next parade scheduled for Saturday, June the 9th, end quote. Williams is the Flag Day Committee Media Chair. The 22-year community event is held every June and includes a parade down Warren Street, a carnival at the city waterfront, an air show, and one of the largest fireworks displays in the Hudson River Valley. Rick Collin is reporting in the Times Union, in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein sex abuse scandal, the New York branch of the National Organization for Women on Thursday, October the 26th, announced the creation of a sex harassment hotline for state government employees. Complaints of unwelcome sexual advances and other harassment can now be submitted at the group's website at nownys.org or by calling 518-362-7858. Now, officials noted the state capitol has a long history of sexual harassment. Sonia Osorio, president of the state chapter of NOW, said, and I quote, given that Albany is a place where lawmakers have abused their power and sexual harassment has gone unchecked in the past, we felt it was important to give women in politics a platform to speak up, end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Finally, Marie J. French writes at Politico New York about the New York Power Authority and the Office of General Services plan to build a natural gas cogeneration plant in downtown Albany. The plan is part of NYPRO's proposal to create a microgrid to power and heat the Empire State Plaza complex. Two 7.9 megawatt natural gas turbines would generate electricity to supply about 91% of the electricity power and 70% of the steam needed for heating and cooling the complex. Area residents and environmental activists turned out Wednesday, October the 25th, to voice opposition to the plan, citing concerns about the environmental justice impact of locating a plant in the low-income, predominantly African-American neighborhoods of Sheridan Hollow and Arbor Hill, the same neighborhoods that were subjected to a significant pollution caused by a state-owned trash-burning plant that operated on Sheridan Avenue from 1981 to 1994. Comparing the impact of the proposed high-efficiency plant to the old trash burner, Merton Simpson, the area's Albany County legislator, said, and I quote, you will poison us a little slower, a little less, and a little more efficiently. We're asking that you not poison us, end quote. In response to the concerns, NYPA created a website to explain the project. It is also sending a lead engineer to the project, its top environmental justice official, and others to meet with neighborhood associations and other groups. Judith Enck, former EPA regional administrator, said, and I quote, If the New York Power Authority proceeds with this, it's a terrible mistake. If the state of New York is serious about climate change, it has to stop investing in fossil fuels, end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. The WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise the funds needed to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Give today, and a generous anonymous Hudson donor will double your contribution. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interest. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 61 degrees. The Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 36. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. There'll be rain Saturday night, and the rain could be heavy at times. The temperature low will be around 54 degrees. And on Sunday, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, and some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. The temperature high will be 62 degrees. More rain for Sunday night, and that rain could be heavy at times also. The temperature low for Sunday will be 43 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:54 p.m., and that will give us 10 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 27th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.